International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 3. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. John 17:22 23. And the glory which you have given me I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. A third cause of division is self-exaltation, which usually accompanies ambition. Some people, however, are ambitious but do not seem to exalt themselves. Others are ambitious and are consumed with the desire to have preeminence and to be exalted. Such self-exaltation is like a serpent, it causes division among the saints. Therefore, in order to keep the genuine oneness, we must learn not to exalt ourselves. If you are an elder or a leading one, you should not boast about this. Do not claim that you are somebody. It is better to be nobody. If you want to be somebody, you should not come to the church, for this is not the place for you. In the Lord's recovery, everyone is brought low. But praise the Lord, we are willing to be nobody and to exalt Christ, who has the universal preeminence. Christ is the only somebody. We like to be nobodies, because by being nobodies, we are truly one. Today's reading. Some have encouraged me to publish a book refuting that slanderous book called The God-Men. But when I brought this matter to the Lord said, "Don't do anything. Let them oppose you. You should simply live a crucified life. The victory is not with outward fame, it is with the crucified life. Let others defame you, criticize you, and oppose you. It is enough that I am with you and that you live a crucified life." Here in the crucified life, self-exaltation is defeated. Hallelujah! In God's economy, the preeminence belongs to Christ alone. It pleases the Father to give him the first place in all things. I thank the Lord that the vast majority of the saints are willing to be nobodies so that we can have the genuine oneness. During the past 50 years we have encountered opposition and rebellion. However, most of the saints in the Lord's recovery have been faithful. How we thank the Lord for the sanctifying truth that defeats worldliness, ambition, and self-exaltation. The fourth factor of division is opinion and concept. Opinion is like a scorpion. We should not hold to our own opinion but simply pursue the Lord's goal, the recovery of Christ as life and as everything for the building up of the church. Those who have been with me throughout the years can testify that I do not insist on anything except Christ as life and as everything to us for the church. We should all be for this, not for our opinions and concepts regarding other things. The four factors of division, worldliness, ambition, self-exaltation, and opinion, can be dealt with only by the sanctifying truth. Do you think that if you contact the Lord every morning, touch the living Word, and have the divine reality infused into your being, you will still be divisive? As we contact the Lord in this way, the factors of division are overcome. When the factors of division in us are put to death by the sanctifying truth, we are brought into the genuine oneness, for sanctification keeps us in the triune God. Only by being in the triune God do we have the genuine oneness. It is impossible for worldly Christians, ambitious Christians, self-exalting Christians, or opinionated Christians to be one. The Lord's recovery, on the contrary, is based upon the genuine oneness, which we can have only by being sanctified through the Word of Truth. This is clearly revealed in the Gospel of John. When worldliness, ambition, self-exaltation, and opinion are dealt with by the sanctifying word of truth, we are kept in the triune God and we have genuine oneness. This is the end of today's morning revival.